Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good noon time, good noon 30, good midnight, whatever time of day it is. See, I want you to know, hey, I'm Lynn Ferguson, and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn's Bends, a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world and music. So get ready for an episode I have dreaded making. Actually, I look forward to it. It delves into the censored 11. Don't know of what I speak? Well, you just sit back, relax. Why don't you just grab a snack, pull up a stack, and let's jump in. Lynn's Bends. So if you don't know anything about the Censored 11, it's according to Looney Tunes wiki or looneytunesfandom.com or .fandom.com, the Censored 11 is an unofficial term for 11 pre-1948 Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes shorts that were removed from United States television by United Artists in 68 due to racial stereotyping of Black people. So there's Hidden the Trail for Hallelujah Land in 31, directed by Rudolph Ising. Sunday Go to Meetin' Time, 36. Isidore and Friz Freleng, Clean Pastures, 37. Freleng, Uncle Tom's Bungalow, 37. Fred and Tex Avery, Jungle Jitters, 38. Freleng, The Isle of Pingo Pongo, 38. Avery, All of This and Rabbit Stew, 41, Avery, Cole Black, and the Seven with B's as in Brian, Dwarfs, and they specifically chose to, you know, just completely mess up the all of the English except Cole and Black, you know, because they wanted to, you know. 43, and that one was Robert and Bob Clampett. Tin Pan Alley Cats, 43, Clampett. Angel Puss, 44, Charles M. Chuck Jones. Goldilocks and the Chivin Bears. Oh, Jivin and the Jivin Bears. 44, Freleng. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the YouTube feed feeding people, you know, these racist cartoons and then some. So they feed them these and then they feed them other ones that are not, that didn't really make the list of the, you know, most racist that needed to be banned. But this is a thing that's been happening. Like YouTube has in the kids section advertised to kids, you know, and you can't comment on kids' videos on YouTube and all that good stuff. These videos are just rolling around YouTube for little kids to watch. Do you know what I'm saying? And like little kids, every little kid watches Looney Tunes. So like they're bound to see these racist cartoons. And it's been since the early 2000s. And I remember seeing them. I've seen them throughout the years on YouTube. And it's just crazy because it's just like, why are you... I just watched this video through YouTube by this guy named El Supersonic Q. This video came up and it's titled the Infamous Censored 11 Cartoons of 68. And, you know, I thought it was very enlightening, very entertaining, or excuse me, educational, and very needed until I got to the very end of the video. And basically the moral of the whole video after, I mean, that kind of betrays everything that I thought he was building up to, which was, you know, because he did point out in the beginning of the video that, you know, these videos are trailing around in the kids section and you know, by the end of the video, he basically explains, so if you see these videos trailing around in the kids section or whatever, whatnot, this is why they're there, you know, because they're educational and they're supposed to, he basically used Whoopi Goldberg to explain it. And Whoopi Goldberg did explain what he was trying to say about those cartoons. Instead of whitewashing history, we need to know, which of course she didn't say whitewashing, because, you know, Whoopi can be a bit of a coon sometimes. But, she basically talked about how instead of whitewashing history and erasing these things from history like they didn't exist, we need to acknowledge that this is a time when people thought that this is acceptable. And that speaks to the time. And we don't need to act like it doesn't exist, because that's how we end up in, you know, the wars that we're in right now with CRT in schools and people not wanting to teach any kind of history, you know, because even though they already teach history from the colonists, colonizers' perspective, they still, that's not enough. You know, they don't want to talk about the stories of them, you know, massacring Native American people in some of the most brutal and disgusting ways, raping the women while they watch their babies get cut in half, like, just absolutely despicable. They don't want to talk about all of the grueling things that Black people have endured, from slavery to Jim Crow in America. You know, they just want to talk about how, you know, Plymouth Rock led to Lewis and Clark, or vice versa, which led to industrialization, and then World War, Civil War, briefly, and distorted, and then here we are, America. And it's just really crazy, because it's like, he said, so if you see that, he's like, in the kids section, that's why it's there, it's for educational purposes. And I'm like, are you serious? Did you really just end this fairly well done video with like, so yeah, kids should watch these cartoons? What in this video where you broke down? And some of the things he was saying, he being a white guy, seemed to be giving a lot more credence to and care and benefit to these white men and of the time who created these things, and the people who accept the society that allowed this to be perpetuated and things like that. And he kept saying, you know, the same old excuse of it was the time, you know. And when are we going to let that go? When are we going to actually dissect that, actually bring it back, put it on the table? Let's dissect this, because what you all were doing was still horrible things. They were still horrible things. Whether we're talking about lynching people, whether we're talking about picnics and how they were started, whether we're talking about cartoons, this is horrible shit. The cartoons like feature Sambo, Black people, whether they're making fun of some like, you know, ancient civilization, or some, you know, foreign tribe in Africa or something like that, like Pinga Pongo or whatever, or jungle critters or fritters or whatever the fuck it was, you know, and jungle jitters, and, you know, things like that. And it's just like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, this should not be shown to kids. Yes, it should be here. Yes, I do agree with you and Whoopi. These types of cartoons do need to be available, because we can't whitewash history, but we can rate history. We can discuss it and condemn it. And we can put a rating on that shit and censor it and flip them motherfuckers in the rated R section. Real talk. Like, Warner Brothers and them don't even want to continue. They have struggled trying to release these cartoons, to re-release them after they were censored and put away, because for decades now they've tried but just not really felt like it was a good time to do it, because we are past a point where that is acceptable. But you think it's acceptable if Warner Brothers feels that way about their own content, it's acceptable for YouTube to have it on its platform and to have it in a kids section? What are we talking about? Are we serious? I would never show my kids racist content. Do you know what I'm saying? Racist content about anybody's race. But you want me to show racist content to children and to my own children about my race? I'm not understanding. I don't get it. Like, it's not making any sense to me. Like, it's not making any sense to me. Like, this is exactly why I reserved my like when I was watching the video for the end of it. And still I refrained from liking the video, obviously. Because I was just completely on board until he made that last assertion as if these cartoons should be available for kids. They should not. Children should not grow up seeing these things. Yes, it should be available to the public, but it should be censored and rated R. Like, the reason that these cartoons even exist and that these debates keep coming up, it's absolutely ridiculous, you know? And it's really crazy when you think about the context of where we are, because I've been doing more on TikTok lately for the past like less than a week, and it's really getting me places. Like, I'm just like, whoa, I've gotten like thousands of views in the past few days, and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy, this is pretty cool, on multiple videos. But what do you call it? My problem before is that I just wasn't uploading content. But I came across this video of this these stitches. People were doing stitches of this guy, this white guy, and this other white guy who was a cameraman filming the main white guy. And they happened upon, in the middle of this stream, this like really narrow stream where you could like cross in like seconds. They come across this tribe of people in Africa. They bring these white people in, and then they feed them this, that, and the third. And they're showing these white people the most hospitality. And people from African people to American people, white people, Asian people, black people, biracial people, everybody is on a consensus, has come to a consensus about this. That they are going to be eaten and that these African people are cannibals. And I'm just like, see, this is what happens is they, you know, the best lie has a little bit of the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let's get deep for a second, just a little below the surface. Because you have to, it begs the question, when you see these people jumping for joy like this, it begs the question, was it coonery and buffoonery? Did it come after or did it come before racism? Was it coonery or buffoonery, or was it the natural way that these people have acted for centuries? And Black people have always been very active and lively people for centuries. So it would make sense. But because they have condemned that in normal, polite society, and, you know, in turn condemned Black people's every move, in every piece of existence, down to your hair follicles. Like, we see these people doing this and we think, you know, a racist person especially will think, well, people are, why are they banning these cartoons? Clearly they're depicting real life situations. This is how these people act. But have those people been eaten? Have they been eaten? When was the last time an African tribe ate some white American tourists? Because I could have sworn, I'm fairly certain if white American tourists were winding up eaten by cannibals in Africa, there'd be a lot fewer missionaries down there and just white people in general. Or there'd be a lot more and it'd be the Congo all over again. It sickens me to see so many Black people and so many people in general consensus that African people from ancient tribes or like old school tribes are going to eat you. We literally condemned these African people's happiness in seeing people who were different from them, which is what got us in trouble the first time. And it's just crazy. It's just like, you know, the craziest thing, I mean, it was already crazy seeing Black people do it, but it wasn't super crazy because I grew up in America and I know how the black culture is versus, you know, African-American culture or versus African culture and how the relations are between the two, you know, and they've always been a bit tense. But because of stereotypes and preconceived notions and things that are, you know, deliberately put in place and put out there so that we can have this disconnect between Africans and African-Americans or Black people in America. But I mean, the most shocking thing was to see African people saying things like this. People from Nigeria, from West Africa, you know, saying this stuff. I was like, wow. Like, aren't they just like a hop and a skip away from you? And you're talking about them like that? Like, really? You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm not educated enough. Maybe I don't know enough, you know, about the cannibalistic Black tribes. Maybe that's something I need some history on. But last time I checked, there was way more cannibalism that took place in America, in the Americas, and in Europe than in Africa. At least the majority of what I know about when I think about cannibalism, at least the majority of what the history I know, cannibalism history I know, including Jeffrey Dahmer's bitch ass, who you all worship, like, yeah. That is white culture shit and shit that's happened outside of the black continent. So I don't know who told you what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just wanted to bring that to you guys for an episode because I figured, you know, things like this need to be reported. You know, if you see a video, I want you to do a YouTube search. And if you find videos, especially if they're kids' videos, and they are showing that content, racist, stereotypical content about Black people, report those videos. Because this cannot be stood for. Because we can't stand for this. Like, it just can't, it can't happen that way. It can't be a good thing for children to grow up seeing themselves or seeing their, you know, Black counterparts, you know, depicted in such disgusting, horrible ways, you know? But every other group of people gets so much protection and care, and we don't, you know? You can't even think about saying the K word about Jewish people or depicting them in some ridiculous light. But let it be Black people and people, white people and everybody else in between will line up just to have an opportunity to tell you, just to have an opportunity to tell you why you don't make no sense and you have no right to speak on what's right for your people. Ridiculous.